This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The world's most successful companies treat people differently. Building strong employee engagement has been proven to lead to better decision-making, improved productivity, and more innovation. Something all companies need if they want to succeed and survive in this competitive environment. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Corporate HR Director and co-author of Build It, the Rebel Playbook for World-Class Employee Engagement, Deborah Corey. She shares the ways that the leading companies are breaking with the status quo and treating their people differently. She says it's not by giving them health insurance, bonuses, or perks, why it's necessary to break the rules of HR and to rebel against the status quo. That's next on today's This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. A Harvard Business Review study found that 71% of executives rank employee engagement as very important to achieving organizational success. Yet, only 24% said that their employees were highly engaged. Companies worldwide striving to find effective ways to build strong employee engagement. In the new book, Build It, the Rebel Playbook for World-Class Employees, the authors Glenn Elliott and Deborah Corey share how the world's most successful companies are doing things differently in order to bridge this engagement gap. The book is written from two distinct and different perspectives, Glenn, the entrepreneur and CEO, and Deborah, the corporate HR director. Glenn is the founder, Deborah, the reward director of the UK-based Reward Gateway, a world leader in integrated employee engagement technology with more than 1,800 clients worldwide. The company has developed the employee engagement platform, the Engagement Bridge. Deborah has over 30 years' experience in HR, senior-level roles at Fortune 500 companies, including Gap, Merlin Entertainments, and Honeywell, an expert in global reward and employee communication. Her teams have won numerous awards for their innovative solutions, and in 2010, she was named Employee Benefits Professional of the Year. Deborah Corey, co-author, Build It, the Rebel Playbook for World-Class Employee Engagement, with us on This Week in America. Deborah, welcome to the program. So happy to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you. Coming from the UK and the US, so This Week in America and the UK as well would be the appropriate title for the program. I want to go back to that stat I used at the beginning of the introduction there, an amazing survey, Harvard Business Review. Over 70% of executives say that employee engagement is important, critical to the success of their corporations. Yet less than 24%, one in four, said their workers were highly engaged. Why is there such an engagement gap?
Well, let me start out by saying that I love the first number. Before I get into the negative, I'll start with the positive. So as an HR person, for years, we've been trying to get our leaders to understand the importance of engagement. And the fact that over 70% of them believe that it's important, I'm hoping that's the first step in improving the gap, because any organization needs to have all of their leadership team, all of their managers, and all of their employees working together to close that gap. So I think that's part of the problem. And then the other problem, and that's what we talk about in the book, is how we as organizations really need to start challenging what we've been doing over the years, challenging the status quo, and just start thinking and acting differently. Sounds simple, but it isn't simple. It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and you've got the 10 elements in the book, and the book is called Build It, the Rebel Playbook, and we'll give you information on that throughout the program. Deborah's website is rebelplaybook.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is available wherever books are sold. And I'm thinking companies probably now more than ever, with the innovation and things changing rapidly, we really need to have employee engagement now, like I said, maybe more than ever before.
We do, and in the book, it's one of my favorite quotes. It says, how can you have your customers love you if your employees don't even like you? And if you think about engagement, that's just so critical. You want your employees to like you, to have the relationship with you. And as you say, with the world changing so to get that, employees have a louder voice, and they're impacting your customers day in and day out.
So often, and leaders obviously realize we may have a problem here when they look at their corporations. How do they go about creating a culture of employee engagement? How difficult is that to get started on the right path? And then in a few minutes, we're going to talk about some companies that follow your elements and the amazing success that they've had.
Well, you know, it's a really good question, and to be honest with you, the answer is different for every single company, depending on the situation that they're in. And that's why we created this model with different elements, because it depends what your company is trying to achieve and what the challenges you have. So in one company, it might be that employees don't feel recognized, and that might be an area to focus on. Another, it might be you really need to focus on developing your people to be able to keep up with the changing technology. So, for example, one of the stories in our book is about a company that does computer gaming. And for them, if they were going to keep up with their competitors and exceed it, they needed to develop their employees more quickly. So, again, it depends what the business is trying to achieve and what they need their employees to help them do together.
It's all laid out in the book, Build It, the Rebel Playbook for World-Class Employee Engagement, co-author Deborah Corey with us on the program. It's interesting, you talk about companies with the highest engagement, those that are doing it right, what they have in common. Talk about that, because there's one trait that really all of these have.
They do, and the title, Rebel Playbook, sort of sums it up, because they are rebels. And you know, sometimes rebel has a negative connotation, but when we talk about rebels, what they all have in common is that they really, first of all, understand what their businesses need. And then they're not afraid to, again, as I said before, challenge the status quo, do things a bit differently. And what we try to do is we try to show rebels of all different sizes and shapes. So you don't always have to be some big company that has lots of money to spend on it. It could be a smaller company or a company that has no money to spend on it, and they've done little things that have had a huge impact. So it's really important to be bold and be brave and be a rebel. We, in the book, we say, join the revolution.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it's been so successful for so many different companies. And it's interesting, because there is a payoff. You talk about generating stock market returns that are doing twice what others are doing. And the fact that they're employee turnover, and that's so expensive when you have to replace somebody, that whole process, you virtually cut that in half.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the big reasons that leaders are starting to stand up and notice engagement, because before it might have been, you know, a touchy-feely type of HR thing to look at. But now leaders and everyone are seeing that there are tangible returns, as you said, 2-3 times stock market return. Innovation can't take place without engagement. And as you said, turnover, you know, better safety records, productivity, the list goes on and on of the impact and the importance of engagement.
What is really impressive as you put the engagement bridge together, this is not some theory thing that you sat around and decided, okay, let's do it this way. This really, a lot of practical experience went into this, went over several thousand companies that you actually talked to, worked with to put these 10 elements together.
Yeah, and, you know, there is no magic trick, no magic, you know, model that is going to change how we do it. This is basically common sense. So if I went out to anybody, forget about the terminology, and I asked you, what are the things that are important to you as an employee? These would be the types of things that people would say. These would be the 10 elements. And again, they might call it something different. To us, we wanted to just talk about them individually and then ask people to think and act differently when it comes to each and every one. And that's really where we'll make a difference.
One of the areas you talk about is organizational values. An interesting story with Southwest Airlines involving the staff in developing and embedding organizational values. Talk about what they did with great success.
Yeah, and I love this chapter on values because, well, first of all, in each of the chapters, we include plays, which are stories about companies, and we try to share different types of plays. And what I like about what Southwest did with their values is most companies have a set of values, and they took it one step further, and they decided they would have a core set of values, but then they felt that managers needed to have different values to live and breathe and behave. So they created managers, and then they went one step further than that, and they created one for their leadership team. So they really were using their values as a way to drive behaviors throughout in the different types of jobs. So I thought that was very unique and rebellious, and we wanted to share it with people, whether they decide to do it or not, just to take a step back and think about, are your values driving all of the behaviors that you need, or do you need to create different variations like Southwest did?
The book is called Build It, The Rebel Playbook for World-Class Employee Engagement. Co-author Deborah Corey with us on This Week in America. The website is rebelplaybook.com. The book is available wherever books are sold. And, of course, you can link on directly to Deborah's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk a lot in the book, and the elements have to do with pay and fairness in pay. And one of the companies you focus on in there is Bamboo HR, eliminating commissions to increase collaboration in the sales force. Talk about how that worked, because you'd think almost it would have the opposite effect.
Yeah, and I'm glad you raised this one, because what we tried to do in the book is we tried to, as I said before, show different types of rebels. And I'm not saying this is going to work for every company out there. But when Bamboo HR looked at their team and what their team was trying to do, they felt that actually the commission program was driving the wrong behaviors. And I've seen this myself in organizations where instead of people collaborating to do what's best to either get a client or to maintain a client, it actually was creating hurdles and driving a wedge between their team. So the person that I interviewed at Bamboo HR had seen it be successful in his previous organization, and he thought he wanted to bring it over. And they when I wrote the book, they had just rolled it out, but so far it had been very successful in the way that they developed it and the way that it worked to drive the right behaviors in their business. So again, not for everyone, but in that particular situation, it worked quite well, and it is working well.
One of the elements is rethinking employee workspaces. You have an example, GE, new office space in Sydney, Australia, went in and worked with that to enhance employee engagement and productivity. Talk about that, because something as simple as reorganizing that space, it has a tangible impact.
It does. And more and more companies, and I'm not an expert on workspace, but the great thing about writing this book is I spoke to experts in each of the elements of the bridge. And workspace is really becoming so interesting in the whole concept of agile working. So creating spaces so that if you need some quiet time, you know, to go and maybe read a book to prepare for one of these interviews, you could go find a quiet space. If you needed a space where you needed to collaborate, you could create a space, you could go to a different space in the office. So instead of having one space that tries to do everything for everyone, businesses are really getting more creative, and it does impact productivity. I've seen it at my company, because since writing this book, we've redesigned our office. And it's exactly, we've got some quiet spaces, we've got some spaces where everyone goes to, we even have a hidden garden where you could go sneak away if you want some quiet, inspirational space. So it definitely impacts productivity.
And one of the elements as well is improve employee well-being. Talk about that, and I think it makes sense when you think it through that if your employee is healthy and happy, he's going to be a lot more, she's going to be a lot more productive. But it's something maybe is overlooked a lot.
It is, and it's exciting to see this be a part of the bridge. And it actually was one of the newer elements of the bridge. And if I think back, you know, 10, 20 years ago, we used to think, you know, you have your work persona and you've got your home persona. And we didn't touch well-being because we felt, you know what, that's what you take care of when you're outside of the office.
Yes.
But more and more what we're seeing is you bring your whole self to work, first of all. And secondly, with all the challenges that people are having when it comes to financial well-being, mental well-being, physical well-being, if we truly are having this partnership and this relationship with our employees, we need to support them. So I'm really excited that more and more companies are starting to see this as a part of the engagement journey that they're going on with their employees.
A lot of employees would be very happy with what the Gap did, and you talk about it in the book, Build It. They improved performance and saved 130,000 hours per year by tossing out the annual performance review. Thank you, Gap. Talk about that and why that really ended up being a positive for them.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I used to work for Gap, so I remember the hours and hours of the old way.
Yes.
And they were one of the first companies who've done this, and more companies are starting to do this. And if you think about what it used to be, you used to spend all this time doing performance appraisals and having this annual one-time meeting, and you know, you'd walk in and you wouldn't really know what to expect as an employee, and the manager would have to share everything all at once. And Gap really changed it and made it more of a continual conversation because, again, that's what a relationship is. It's not like you talk to your partner once a year. You talk to them throughout the year. And it not only saves time because it becomes more natural, a part of your day-to-day, but it's also more effective and definitely more engaging.
Once you decide, okay, I really like the engagement bridge. This makes a lot of sense. We can adapt these for our circumstances. What kind of problems do you have in dealing with HR and dealing with legal departments? This is something brand new you're proposing, and sometimes they're sort of a let's slow it down and think this through. How difficult is it to get them on board?
Well, I am in HR, and I do work with legal quite often. And I think that the first thing is just to start with the why and explain to whether you're an HR, legal, or business leaders why we need to do this and share the numbers that you shared at the beginning about, you know, the lack of engagement and the fact that according to Gallup, who prepares all the data, it's only increasing 1% a year, and try to get everybody on board with the whole idea of let's work together in building our own engagement bridge and have them a part of the process and part of solving it, and really just try to change your mindset. And instead of thinking of what we cannot do or what we've done in the past, look at the possibilities and together start breaking down some of those barriers that have held us back. And even some of the crutches that we've relied on, you know, well, we have to do it this way because of this rule or that rule. We'll question and challenge it. Do we really need to? What is going to happen? And don't get me wrong, there are things that we have to do and we should do legally. I'm not, being a rebel is not breaking a rule to break a rule. It's challenging the rules and challenging and making sure we're doing it for the right reasons.
The book is called Build It, the Rebel Playbook for World-Class Employee Engagement, talking about the engagement bridge, the 10 elements that we've discussed on the program today. Co-author is Deborah Corey. The book is available wherever books are sold, and the website is rebelplaybook.com. Of course, you can go to thisweekinamerica.us and log on, link on directly to Deborah's website. Deborah, a pleasure having you on the program. Really a fascinating book. Congratulations on the success of the engagement bridge that you put together. It's helping a number of businesses worldwide. Thank you for sharing the success stories with us on the program today.
Thank you very much, and thanks for letting me tell our story and get more people in this revolution.
And you'll find all the information once again at the website rebelplaybook.com and link on directly by going to our website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The latest installment of Smithsonian Channel's critically acclaimed franchise, The Lost Tapes, tells the story of the 1988 impeachment of President Bill Clinton, how it rocked the country to its core and set the stage for the next two decades of polarization and controversy in America. The Lost Tapes, Clinton Impeachment, produced by Tom Jennings, a multi-award-winning documentary filmmaker, Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist. He's written, produced, and directed more than 400 hours of programming for CBS, Discovery, PBS, History Channel, National Geographic, MSNBC, Investigation Discovery, and others all around the globe. Tom is known for his ability to find new ways to tell stories that are informative and entertaining. Among his documentaries, the Fidel Castro tapes receiving an Emmy nomination, MLK, the Assassination Tapes, a Peabody Award winner, other tapes for taking down the mob, and the Lost JFK tapes. Recently, the Lost Tape series, L.A. Riots, Son of Sam, Patty Hearst, Diana in Her Own Words, and Malcolm X, also feature-length documentaries and scripted programming, and now producer of the Lost Tapes, Clinton Impeachment on Smithsonian Channel, filmmaker, journalist Tom Jennings back with us on This Week in America. Tom, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
Hi, Rick. It's really terrific to talk with you again. Thanks so much for having me.
Looking forward to our conversation and watching the latest installment. And the Lost Tapes format really, really takes us back in time. You allow us to relive the scandal in history by using only contemporary film and audio, no commentary. It's really like being there, isn't it?
Yeah, the idea behind it, Rick, is that we create almost a television time machine, if you will, in that
Yes. We
only use, as you said, the footage, film footage, radio, anything that we can get our hands on from the time. And in this case, the story of the Clinton impeachment, we use a lot of the FBI secret recordings of Monica Lewinsky and her friend Linda Tripp explaining what was going on behind the scenes. And so when your listeners tune in on Monday night, they'll, in a sense, get an hour of what it was like to be witnessing the events of 20 years ago as this whole kind of chaotic political mess spun forward all the way through to the president being impeached by the House of Representatives and then being acquitted in a trial in the Senate.
You know, it's interesting. A really unique perspective is that of historian Taylor Branch. Talk about his role, because this really gives us sort of an inside look at what's going on in the White House during all of this turmoil.
This truly, of all the tapes that we have in this particular episode of the Clinton impeachment, Taylor Branch's tapes are truly lost in that they've not been heard before in public. Taylor Branch was a friend of the president's. He's an author and historian, and he was going to be writing a biography of President Clinton. And they had arranged for Taylor Branch to come to the White House late at night when the day had finished to kind of decompress with the president about whatever was going on at the particular time. Taylor Branch happened to be showing up right when the scandal with Monica Lewinsky and, rolling towards impeachment began. And Taylor Branch, the president didn't want him recording their conversations on tape at that time in the White House. So what he did is he would go out to his car when he had finished with these very late night meetings, and he would drive home, and as a good journalist would, he didn't want to lose the facts and the feelings that he had gotten from the president in those conversations. And he would talk into a tape recorder. As you can imagine, he's driving in these lonely streets of Washington, D.C. in the middle of the night after leaving the White House. It has almost a Watergate feel to it. And those tapes have been, he donated all of his material to the University of North Carolina. And we stumbled across them, found them, and listened to them, and were amazed. So while you're seeing the major part of the story play out in the media at the time, you get this insight of what the president was thinking and feeling behind the scenes by someone who knew him very well.
Just a couple minutes left in the program. You sort of lose sight when the Starr report was released, this very detailed graphic relationship. This really shook the country, didn't it, when we're reading our president and an intern doing this in the White House?
Yeah, it really did. And we use the Starr report because we're using documentation from the time, the stuff that, not only in the media, but through the Starr report. And it was explicit. Monica Lewinsky was interviewed by Larry King after it was all said and done. And she said that, in having these descriptions of what she and the president had done in the Oval Office, put out in front of the world, she said she felt like she was standing naked in front of everyone. And you can understand why, because that report, when it came out, it was a blockbuster. And we tend to forget, we remember the scandal, but we forget the players who were involved. And everyone walked away bloodied and battered, and nothing, in a sense, came from it. Clinton was not thrown out of office. And, looking back at it, it's like, you know, everybody picked their sides and started swinging. And, in hindsight, 2020, were we better off for it or not? That's up for the viewers to decide.
Well, it's interesting. You don't do, as I mentioned, commentary. It's interesting. The commentary is sort of left to us as we're watching to form our own opinions. It's the Lost Tapes, Clinton Impeachment, on Smithsonian Channel, produced by Tom Jennings, award-winning documentary filmmaker and journalist. Tom, always a pleasure. We will be watching. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton, and join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.